A lot of stuff. This is what you do. You just keep it pushing. That's the way.
Hi, you guys. I'm out of the store. So they wanted $7 for this. Mind you, I don't have food stamps anymore. They cut me off. So I only had $22 left in food stamps. So this is what I stole. They wanted $9 for this. I said, I don't got $9. Then they wanted $2 for this. $7 for this. I'm making some stuffed salmon today. These are needed. I'm not paying $7 for that. Let me show you the most important thing to me. Short ribs. Take off the label so that you don't beep. How many do you think that I got? How many short ribs is that?
And so the unfortunate reality for Democrats here that's being revealed to the world is that the truth is, when government aid turns into a permanent lifestyle instead of a social safety net, well, you breed dependency and entitled behavior. You know that clip that I showed you guys there where that woman stole a bunch of meat and steaks and lobster? That really, I think, puts it into clear perspective. And actually, I've got another story here. Two women arrested, accused of attacking employees and stealing meats from Market Basket. They were caught stealing expensive steaks and lobster.
Police say that those women walked out of the store here with lobster and steak, but they didn't get far. Officers arrested them out here in the parking lot.
Cell phone video shows two women berating and attacking workers Sunday evening as stunned shoppers stare in disbelief. Investigators say the women deliberately slipped higher-priced food like lobster, ribeye steaks, and truffle butter in blue bags while they were checking out. And police say when workers confronted them about not paying for the items, the women started attacking them and yelling racial slurs. Police arrested Olivia and Rajane Bird in the parking lot. The sisters are now facing charges, including assault and battery.
Yeah, that's an incredible level of entitlement. It's gone beyond just the necessities, and the entire program is very clearly and obviously being abused to live lavish, live a certain lifestyle on the taxpayer's dime while not having to work. And you know, it's kind of hard to take the victim narrative seriously from these Democrats when we see these constant clips of people claiming to be the victims. Oh, we're literally starving. You weigh freaking 300 pounds. What do you mean? Or this observation?
Only in America do we have people that have $1,200 iPhones checking to see if their SNAP benefits hit.
Exactly. It's not really poverty. It's learned behavior. It's entitlement. And in a way, the Democrats know this. Jasmine Crockett, again, you know, the gift for the GOP, the gift that keeps on giving while she kind of let the truth slip the other day.
I will agree that there are too many American people that are on SNAP benefits. But that means that you got to not look necessarily at SNAP. You got to look at the reasons that they're on SNAP.
She's basically saying the quiet part out loud. There's all kinds of people who are on these SNAP programs who shouldn't be. But for some reason, that's all acceptable, right? I feel like that's a pretty big problem. Kind of reminds me of when the Democrats were defending crime, when Jamie Raskin said, oh, well, you know, it's just a way of American life. Or when Trende Aragua members were taking over apartment complexes, that ABC News anchor said, well, it's only a couple buildings that have been completely commandeered by foreign terrorist, narco-terrorist cartels. There's obvious bloat. And you got Democrats, again, defending the abuse and the waste. And I think the whole thing's being exposed for everybody to see. And Democrats are, of course, exposing themselves. Here's a little gem from Ayanna Pressley on MSNBC.
First and foremost, this is the most corrupt administration in history. And then they're cruel enough to create work requirements for hungry people to get SNAP.
It's apparently cruel to require the bare minimum work requirements to be collecting very generous government benefits. I mean, I understand certain situations where people are disabled, they're unable to work, but obviously that doesn't apply to most people collecting these benefits. In a lot of cases, it's people who don't want to work, people who have baby after baby after baby to collect as many entitlements as possible, never lift a freaking finger. And obviously that's wrong. If taxpayers are funding your groceries, your rent, your entire lifestyle, you should be moving towards self-sufficiency. You should be going to school. You should be engaging in job training. You should be working. But apparently there's something wrong with that standard, according to the left. And it's obvious why that is, because that's where they lose their political leverage, because SNAP to them is how they pay for voters. It's not compassion, it's control. And I think the shutdown now, it's peeling back the curtain. Mass shoplifting spikes, stores having to beef up security, Democrats admitting the truth and then also arguing against work requirements. It's showing the rot in the system. And I really hope people are paying attention. These programs need to be completely restructured, rethought from the ground up. The abuse is rampant and the criminal level of entitlement, well, it's enough to make your stomach turn. Here we are.